time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Top of the morning to you. We are live today in Las Vegas from the Odds Traders studio here at the South Point Sportsbook. Mitch Moss, Holly Howard with you for the next 3 hours. Little outline of where this show is going to go today. Nigel Seeley and his best soccer bets for the weekend coming up in 45 minutes. In an hour, Paul Stone's best college football plays today. He has three of them. And we will also preview the SEC with Mr. Stone at that point. And Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian, final segment of the program, as he is every single Thursday. So we'll go over tonight's game with him, who he likes on Sunday. But also, he is a big fan of a number on the betting board this week. He thinks it's way too low.
Oh,
he'll tell you about that coming up at that time. Yeah, yeah. So we have a lot to get into today. We'll start with what took place last night in the NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals. A really entertaining basketball game. Heat get the money, so they covered plus the 3, 3.5. The money line goes there as well, plus 145. And the total goes over after a bad shooting first half by both teams and a low-scoring first half. But it explodes in the second half, and so much to talk about from that game last night. And Tyler Hero was just the man. My God, a 20-year-old kid to perform like that. And it's just like, they knew. Like, Spoelstra knew. The team knew. Like, he's the point-slash-shooting guard. Have him bring the ball up every single time and just get his own shot. If not, work him off a couple of screens, get him the ball, and have him keep shooting.
What a performance. Yep. First half was sloppy. It shouldn't have been that close. Heater up 9 with a minute left. Some bad decisions, turnovers, stupid fouls. 68 points combined in the fourth quarter to put it over. But again, you know, talking to Teddy Covers about this the last month or so, the odds makers are stuck in their ways. They have their power rating, and it goes back to, I don't know, January, which means nothing. How are the Celtics laying 3, 3.5 in these games? If you've watched every game since the bubble, Miami's the better team, and it's not close. So they are now 11-2 straight up in ATS in the playoffs. They're one win away from going to the NBA Finals. They're catching 3.5 again last night. They went outright. Boston's laying points again in game 5. You know, good luck, be my guest. I don't know what that was by Tatum in the first half. But again, this is a deep team that has so many guys that can beat you. Crowder stinks and does nothing and can't make a shot. Doesn't matter. They still win. And again, the score was misleading because they're up 9 with 1 minute. And then I don't know what Butler's doing with the foul on Kemba. I don't know why they leave Brown wide open for the corner 3 when they're up 6. That was a mistake. The Butler careless turnover was trying to grab the ball with one hand at half court, which was a ridiculous ruling because it's an offensive foul by Tatum and the ball's off Tatum. We go jump ball there.
How do they possibly call that a jump ball? And they were talking about that on the broadcast. Would that be in this specific rule? So they went to replay. It is obviously an offensive foul on Tatum. He goes like this with a chicken wing, right?
Yeah.
Pushes him. And by the way, when Butler reaches out like this, he gets all ball. He never touches Tatum. They go to replay and decide jump ball? Idiotic.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you make that call? Yeah. I have no idea. So the Celtics were getting some of the calls late to kind of keep him in the game. But you're right. I'm looking at the replay right now, bro. That was actually pretty good defense by Hero on Brown. That was a good shot overall.
I shouldn't be that open. But, I mean, what do you think they're going to do? And then the other, that was on the play. Adebayo lets him go because he's guarding the paint. Don't guard the paint. You're up 6. If they want to lay it in, let them.
Yep. Sure.
That was the same play. That was stupid. So, and I know a lot of viewers tweeted this at us as well. Now they have lost 11 of their last 13 when Tony Brothers is officiated on the game too. Speaking of Boston. So, you know, that came in. But this is just, you know, God bless Von Tobel. You know, Aaron Renning, 16-1. I think you did 12. I didn't do that well with the number. But it's one of the best calls we've ever had on this show. Heat to beat the Bucks, Heat to win the East. It's not over yet, but, I mean, please. You can take 4. I wouldn't do this. I'd roll it over. But you can grab 4-1 on the Celtics at Bet Rivers to win the series now. Adjusted series price. I mean, this team's the real deal. And again, Spoelstra is perfect for the bubble. And like Udonis Haslam said, this team is perfect for the bubble in this setting.
Here's the one player I have some major question marks about for the Heat right now. It's Jay Crowder. I mean, again last night, do you think right now there's a reason why the Celtics are leaving him open? It's like Westbrook at this point right now for the Rockets with some of these screen grabs where he's open by 25 feet and the Lakers are like, go ahead, man, shoot, because we know that you're going to miss. Crowder's open by 10, 15 feet every time he touches the ball, the way it seems. And it's going up. He'll get his own offensive rebound. It's going right back up again.
Well, how about those two sequences there? How about the first sequence? Miss 3, rebound. Wide open, missed three. Another offensive rebound. Missed three, offensive rebound. Butler miss. And then that happened again later in the game. They couldn't get, and that would have been enormous. Follow the money. Paulie and Mitch Vease in the Sports Betting Network recapping last night's NBA. Heat win again. One win away from going to the NBA Finals as they were 3.5-point dogs and went outright, and the game goes over. They would have gone up, I think, was it 15? They were up 9 or 12 during that. I can't remember. I think they were up 12 with that sequence. Miss, rebound, miss, rebound, miss, rebound, miss. And then it happened again. But and that was in the third quarter. But they are 11-1 all time when they lead a series 3-1. What do you do if you're Von Tobel? You can lay $3 right now on the Lakers to win the title. He could bet $6,000 right now on the Lakers if he wants to win the title. Or would he wait? Because, again, Jeff Sherman told – that could change, though. But Jeff Sherman makes the Lakers a $4 or $5 favorite if it's Heat Lakers in the finals.
Right. So Von Tobel has the Heat 80-1 to win the NBA title. I think he's already done a couple of things with the Celtics. So right now I let it ride out, let it play out. You can't keep adding more on the Celtics at this point. You just take your chances of what you have right now.
Well, if he loses game one, he's up against it in terms of getting out of it.
Here's what I need to know, by the way, today. We need to find out how serious that injury could be to Adebayo.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Van Gundy was right. Like,
he's holding it.
He wouldn't stop holding it like this for the final couple of minutes. And Van Gundy actually said, I am concerned. So was I watching the game. I mean, he was out there like this playing for the final 2 minutes. Like, is it broken? Adebayo was like, nah, get away from me. It's going to be okay. Well, that could be all adrenaline right now. And when they go and look at it, you know, after the game last night, today, whatever it is, that could come back. And if he actually has to miss some time, I don't know what they would do. Obviously, we got to wait and see what that is. But if he would miss a game, for example, that's a huge loss. He was fantastic again last night.
Yeah, good point.
Good series, though. You're spot on. Why are we judging these teams based on what they were in the regular season 8, 9, 10 months ago?
Yeah, their favorite, the Heat are dogs every game here. They're dogs again coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you watch them play, who's the better team?
Who has more guys capable of beating the other team? It's clearly Miami. Off the bench, Hero's playing like that, 37 points, second most all time by a 20-year-old behind Magic Johnson.
Not for nothing, the Heat took out the Bucks in 5. Boston went 7 with Toronto when it was a struggle. I mean, I know they should have won in 5, but still. I mean, it's, you know, and the support in the marketplace for Boston is kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
But the Heat, you're printing money here with the Heat, what they've done in the bubble and in the playoffs. Great job.
So they're minus 560 right now, adjusted series price.
Yep.
3-1.
Yep. Denver's 7-1 now.
Yep, in that neighborhood.
Bet Rivers, right.
Lakers around minus $11.
Yep. What do you think tonight? Man, I'm inclined to take the points with this, you know, tired LeBron James, and who can you count on with the supporting cast? But the Denver mojo here. I mean, it'd be fitting if they lost tonight and go down 3-1. Let's try to do it all over again.
Right.
See if they can come back again. So, although the Lakers have been in this spot in the first two rounds of the playoffs, and they were phenomenal in Game 4, up 2-1. They won both games to go up 3-1, and then they finished them off in 5, but they won both games by a combined 15 points per game. So in this spot so far, they've been great. But that was – I give Denver full marks for bouncing back after Heartbreak City, what happened to lose in Game 2. But they've been the better team in the last, I would say, 6 quarters.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. They're up 20 in the fourth quarter last game. That made it interesting.
See if
Vogel throws zone at them, which they vomited on themselves when – it's 5 straight turnovers, so we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, that's been the same thing in the Eastern Conference, by the way. Celtics were good at times last night against the zone, but other times they looked completely lost. How do you approach tonight's game betting first quarter, first half? What do you expect here?
I don't know.
Because, like you just said, the Nuggets clearly have been the better basketball team for the last 6 quarters. There's no such thing as momentum, but that could be a thing where it continues. Or do the Lakers and LeBron and you know, AD come out tonight and just, for some reason, I don't know, extra motivation, and they put the foot on the gas right away, and they lead by 7 at the end of the first quarter, that kind of a deal?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if their minds are elsewhere either with what's going on in the world.
Well,
you know, because
LeBron definitely is.
Well, I know, but the Denver Nuggets were leading the charge, too.
I know that,
especially Murray wearing Breonna Taylor on his shoes. So I don't know how to handicap that or what. Can't handicap human emotion.
Remember,
I know Murray was breaking down post game one time.
LeBron was one of the guys who got frustrated in that meeting when he couldn't get everybody to be, you know, right behind him, saying, "We're gonna protest this whole thing. We're gonna leave."
Yeah,
and everybody's like, "Oh, hold on a second here. No, we're not gonna go that far." So,
I would take the points though. I think you have to, based on what's happened the last 6 quarters. and just seems like a LeBron James picking his spots and trying to save himself and as well as Jokic and Murray have been playing.
I would say it's also, you know, as always here, maybe an opportunity in play because if the Nuggets fall behind big, you can grab a better number than six right away in the game, and they can certainly make a run. On the flip side, if they get a big lead like they did in game three, the Lakers made it interesting late in the fourth quarter, but throughout that game, like early second quarter through the end of the third quarter, I believe, if I recall correctly here, like that was all Nuggets.
Yeah. Well, I can't sit here and say Morris is going to go off and you're going to get a big game out of Grant again. I mean, that's the other thing. It comes down to how the others are going to play. Does playoff Rondo go nuts? Rondo and Caruso were high schoolers out there in the first half. 1 of 10 combined, minus 33 points, plus minus. Joke, travesty, come on. And then you saw what the others did for Denver. So, but again, Barkley loves the Lakers, so you know what to do. Yeah. That's all you need to do tonight. Watch the pregame and see who Barkley's on. Go the other way, and then you'll be celebrating with champagne.
It'll be great tonight if he actually, you know, after a week of this series, Barkley's pounding his chest the whole time. Lakers are going to kill him. It's going to be a sweep. Here we go. It's the Charles Barkley guarantee. What if he changes his tune tonight and says, you know what, I kind of like the Nuggets in game 4.
All right. Well, you know, again.
I will bet the Lakers.
Yeah, yes.
You know, I mean, because this guy's so wishy-washy, too, like that. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have a little bit of Barkley here? Yeah, here
good.
We go.
Okay, this is good.
This is Barkley during this series.
I'll bet every dime I got in the world on the Lakers this series. Guaranteed. Seriously, I'm not even joking now, Allie. I'll take, if Mike Malone want to cover it, I'll bet. Out, whatever. Any amount of money, I'm taking the Lakers.
Chuck, you don't need Michael Malone because you got the Bank of Shaqovia.
Thank you. Hey, listen, these guys act like we care who wins.
Yeah,
everybody picked the Clippers to beat them.
Yeah, stop
it. I picked them to beat the Jazz. But everybody picked them to lose to the Clippers. And if they want some motivation, I'm guaranteeing the Lakers going to kick their ass.
That was the response to the Nuggets. We're disrespected. No one's picking us. And now, okay, well, he's right. He was right. Everyone had the Clippers against the Nuggets.
I wonder how much.
Don't fall behind 3-1, though.
I wonder how much cash Chuck has lost gambling throughout his career. I've told this story before on the air a couple times.
He had the monster hit, though.
It got
Nick Bogdanovich fired.
It did.
Because he wouldn't sign the marker. But he had the Patriots money line and points big, heavy in the Super Bowl against the Rams when they shocked the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, 2001 when he did that? I told the story before. So we're up covering this golf tournament at Lake Tahoe in July many, many, many years ago. And, like, our broadcasting booth is right next to where Chuck is on the practice tee. And he's sitting there, you know, yucking it up. Somebody comes over from the tournament. They're talking. And I'm, 10 feet away from Chuck, maybe closer. And I hear him. They're going back and forth about how his night was the previous night gambling. He was playing blackjack. He goes, yeah, I won, you know, he basically said around $300,000, and he goes, if I won a couple more hundred, it would have been a good night. So to him at the time, he was saying winning $300,000 was not a good night. Needed to win $500,000 to make it a good night. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Likes to fire that guy.
Big blackjack, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent.
So baseball yesterday. Paul, look at the list of dogs that came in.
Oh.
You had the Pirates plus 215. Consensus here, Vegas numbers. Blue Jays were plus 195. Mariners last night, plus 185. The Angels, plus 152. A's, plus 145. And there was another one, I think it was the Royals, right around plus 118 or plus 120 during the day.
Dodgers started Joe Kelly, please.
Yeah.
Astros couldn't hit. They didn't score till the ninth inning. Too little, too late. Clevinger got hurt in the first inning. That was a big blow to the Padres. See his status for the playoffs. Cubs cannot hit. They were as high as 250. Hendricks was great, gave up two solo shots. I mean, this Cubs offense, they've lost 4 of 5. They've been held to 2 runs or fewer in all of them. What are they doing? You know, I mean, there's too many star players on that team.
Yeah.
And they're getting beat by Trevor Williams? Come on, guys.
No time to screw around. Williams has been really, really bad this year.
I don't know what that was. I mean, I thought, I'll take the Yankees. Mike Palm liked them. I mean, what? 14-1. My God. Great job by the Jays. Tanaka had nothing. Ray was, I guess, effectively wild, throwing it all over the yard. But great job by Toronto, and their magic number's down to 1. The other big win, the Reds had to have it. Bauer says, give me the Cy Young. He was great. I don't know why he's still in there, though. You need him Sunday.
Yeah.
It's 6-1. He's out there in the eighth inning throwing over 100 pitches. I want to use him Sunday in what could be a must-win against the Twins.
Well, he's the one guy that's okay with that, though. He told the staff before the season started, I want to go every fourth day. He's right. I can do this.
He's a lunatic, so he was great. Excellent job. And then the Giants win the nightcap as well. So, I wrote it down. It's just a – look at this. Giants 28-27. St. Louis 27-26. The Reds 29-28. Milwaukee 27-28. The Phillies 28-29. Miami's 28-28.
Mm-hmm.
4 days left. I don't know what's going to happen. What a mess.
Like 12 teams are alive, right?
Oh.
Overall? In the National League?
And what if I told you a week ago the White Sox would finish in third place?
It's a possibility.
They're now two ahead of the Indians. Right. If they lose today, they're swept. The Indians are a game back. Then the White Sox play the Cubs, and they got to face Darvish and Lester.
How about that game last night with Giolito and Bieber? That was like a playoff game already. Both guys dealing. Look at that. The total dropped to 6.5. Indians got their 3-2.
11-1 to the under first five, Bieber. 11-1 to the under first five. Mm. Strong.
And that was 3.5 yesterday when Mike Palm was on the air betting that.
Yeah. Twins are now in first place. Enormous. Enormous here. This series against the Reds. I like the Twins. I mean, it's Berríos against what Molly's throwing.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet the series price on the Twins. But again, this is enormous because they're 23-5 at home. You see the robes? You got to love the robes.
I saw that.
How good is that? Looking like Ric Flair out there?
You're a big robe guy, so that would
love
make sense that you like it a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You welcome people over to the house, you open up the door, and you have the robe on.
Yeah, big robe guy, especially now. I mean, this is my time of year. Because once it gets down, I mean, it's been like 100 degrees for 2 months in a row. Once you get in that 70 to 80 degree, then especially on the weekends, it's robe all day.
You go robe all day.
Oh, yeah, you got to love it. So I love the Twins robes. That's great. But 23-5 at home. I mean, if they can... They win the division. Number one, you avoid the Yankees, and then huge.
Yep.
Oh, the White Sox, what are they doing here? They're gagging this.
All right, also some of the news of the day yesterday. I thought this was a lot of fun, watching the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year odds plummet, because when I looked, I got Justin Herbert at 16-1. I'm betting this like it's a golf future, by the way. I have like four bets on it now all of a sudden.
All right.
But good numbers on all these guys. Herbert, 16-1. The book where I bet would only take $200 on him. Then they moved it to 12-1. A buddy of mine got it again at 12-1. So I'm like telling people, you might want to get on this because the news that we're hearing right now from Adam Schefter is absolutely ridiculous. What took place, we'll get to that in a second. By the time I looked at other books, he was plus 730 at circa, then moved to 6-1. And we know a person who got like a dime on Herbert at 11-1. The book actually took that big of a bet on him. I don't think that number exists anymore.
Wow.
So retroactively going back to yesterday's show, I would like to personally apologize to everything we said about Anthony Lynn and his comments after the game. No wonder why, right? And this is like this news came out after our show ended. So this has been in the news cycle now for almost 24 hours, but it came out after we were done yesterday. So Schefter, when he dropped this tweet, right, the team doctor accidentally punctured his own quarterback, Tyrod Taylor's lung just before kickoff. He was trying to put in a painkiller, the injection for his cracked ribs. No wonder why now Anthony Lynn was so steadfast in his comments about Lynn. He doesn't want to get sued. He doesn't want the franchise. I believe it was Tyrod Taylor's agent who said, oh, we're looking into this. Other former NFL players said, if I'm his lawyer, it's going to be called the Tyrod Taylor Chargers before this is over with. And look at this. This is the other guy who now somehow has made a career like in the media.
You don't have to apologize. I mean, his comments were asinine. He's still not a better quarterback.
Paul, he was being very guarded and very safe because it's like, I'm not, Tyrod's my guy because I don't want to have any legal troubles here. That's what he was doing.
What a fiasco.
He had to be over the top.
Look at the guy's history.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And this is a guy now that has a big media, like he's been working media now since the guy before this current doctor for the Chargers. Huge problem. Two DUIs. Rated by the DEA for writing himself 108 prescriptions. Malpractice for severing a patient's artery.
Huh.
Malpractice. Lawsuits for multiple career-ending misdiagnoses. Loses surgery license in 2013. Not going to name names. You might know who the guy I'm talking about is. And now they do this to Tyrod Taylor? No wonder why. It's like 30 seconds before the game. I joked around about that on Monday. It was like literally a minute before the game. Hey, Justin, you're going to have to start today. Right. He's like, what? Really?
A lot of guys came out and defended this new doctor. So I don't know how this happens. I don't know. Maybe he was like my dad, who would show up drunk to perform surgery. They could smell alcohol in his breath. They're like, okay, that's it. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, if you're a doctor, you're on call. And then my dad would come home and he'd be right to the vodka 7. We put the Cubs game on, and my dad would start drinking. And then the phone would ring. Emergency. Someone got in a motorcycle accident, and he's waving off my mom. I am not home. I am not home. He's on call. He goes in. He's gone.
Would he drive in?
You have to see. Of course he would.
Hammer.
What am I going to take him? I'm like,
Yeah,
of course he'd drive in.
Yeah.
He'd sit there. He could smell alcohol on his breath.
Oh, man. How long did
remember,
that
he's got the
for?
Busch Light cans underneath, too.
I know this.
He picked me up from hockey practice. He goes, red light. He stopped. Here come the Busch Light cans rolling out from underneath the car.
Right.
And that, again, like Picasso using spray paint. The guy's an alcoholic, and he's drinking Busch Light in the Kharkov vodka. I'm like, you make $100,000. Let's clean it up. But in any event,
this is totally unacceptable. You can't have the doctors back at this. Come on. He punctured the quarterback's lung.
Wow.
I mean, insane story. When I read that from Schefter, I was like, holy crap. I cannot recall anything like this happening before ever in the NFL. So who knows how long Herbert's going to have the job now.
Like Pulp Fiction. Give him the shot.
Yeah.
Take the shot. Where's the magic marker? You got it? Come down in a stabbing motion.
Yep.
Just stab. Wow.
Incredible
You're never safe.
God, no. Who can you trust?
Oh.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll run down all of the betting moves from last night, the bad beats, and win some, lose some coming up next.
Thursday night, that means you can earn free bets on football at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Big night offensively for Miami and Jacksonville. Hopefully, bet at least $25 on either team with the spread, and you'll receive $5 in free bets for every touchdown the quarterback throws in the game. Love that. Minshew Mania against Fitzmagic to earn free bets. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in Jersey is Play Sugar House. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's the great promotion tonight, Thursday at Bet Rivers. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
One bad beat. Brewers Reds over 8. 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Nothing the rest of the way. Incredible. Bad for the books. Angels 175 down to 150. Beat the Padres. Clevenger out early. Phillies 125 up to 160. 12-3 Phillies. Congratulations. You didn't get swept. Red Sox 140 up to 170. Twins 270 up to 340. They beat the Tigers. That got hairy.
Yeah.
Cabrera had 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Twins run line's a tough beat. I should have thrown that on there. It's 7-3.
Yeah.
2 outs. Celtic Heat over 210 up to 212. Lose some. Astros 175 up to $2. Cubs 220 up to 250. Celtics 2.5 up to 3.5. All no good there. And as I mentioned, Bieber 11-1 to the under, first 5 on the season. Win some. We'll check in on Blue, the French Bulldog, at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. And the pumpkin outfit. There you go. He's getting ready for Halloween. There you go. Dressed him up. He's like, leave me alone. Now we go with the roses. Oh, he is out. He's taking a nap out cold. Roses.
I'm trying to...
Pocket watch. What's he?
I was going to say, the pocket watch. How is that on his...
Oh.
Look at his left front paw. Up in the air like that.
That's incredible.
I don't even know what we're looking at.
Wow, he's out. I don't know either. He's sleeping, and a pocket watch with roses. I don't know. And then they'll wake him up and give him food. He's like, oh, would you look at that?
Snoring like a chainsaw.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive. Good for him. And here's Win Some. Mike Leach is back in the SEC. Mike's in the SEC. I can't wait. So he's talking about the visit to LSU in the past. He says, in the past, little old ladies and their grandchildren were flipping off our team bus and making sure everyone else was closer to Mike the Tiger than he was in case it escaped. He loves Mike the Tiger. He loves talking about
that. He's a big fan.
Yep, and one lose some. Again, it happened. Poor Houston. Can they catch a break? North Texas and Houston postponed. Fifth time they've tried to play a game that's been postponed. It is the 21st game that's been postponed in college football since August 26th, and the fourth this week. They were supposed to play Washington State September 12th. Canceled. Pac-12 not playing. Then they were supposed to play Rice. Nope. Then Memphis. Nope. Then Baylor. Nope. Then North Texas. Nope. That's win-lose.
Brad Powers was so dejected yesterday.
No, yeah.
It was his favorite bet of the year.
14-point move. He's got a 14-point move in his favor.
16.
16?
16. He bet over 57. Loved it. It was at 73.
Ah.
Then, of course, the game gets canceled. How about that? By the way, thanks for the responses on Twitter. Arizona Central had a story on Charles Barkley back in 2015. Thank you, Len, for chiming in.
Lost $100 million?
$30 million.
In his life?
Back then, 2015, it was $30
million. That's what he said?
That's the headline, ArizonaCentral.com.
He said he's down $30 million.
Yeah, five years ago, yep.
Is that when he went on the, it's my money, I can do what I want comment?
Sure.
Well, he's right, yeah. I mean, the other, Jimmy Vaccaro, right? You can't take it with you. Yeah.
Yep. Another one, I forgot about this. This goes back, a long time ago. Jerome Bettis missed a playoff game, bad injection.
Oh, he did?
Took a painkiller. It was a playoff game against the Ravens, and it made both of his legs numb. Couldn't play that day?
Wow.
How strong is the stuff we're talking about here in the NFL? Mike Pritchard, who does Betting Across America now, told me a story before. His knee was so bad when he was playing in the NFL. No cartilage whatsoever. It's totally bone on bone. Before the game, come on over here, Mike. Injection, the shot, hey, I'm good to go. Like, he could literally not even, like, it was tough for him to walk around, Paul. He could barely walk.
Wow.
They give him the injection. I'm good to go for 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Go out there and play a football game. He ran like a 4.3. Game's over with. Couldn't walk again.
Yeah. It's like Favre. He's taking 20 Vicodin a day.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. In 2020, I don't know what to do with this stat, but it's a pretty fascinating one regarding this starting pitcher. Not the norm for other guys in this league. That's coming up. Welcome back to the Indeed.com studio. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high impact. Let me run this by you today, Paulie. Do you want to take a little nibble maybe on the Texas Rangers plus money, maybe first five or full game against the Astros? Astros just got over a 6-game losing streak. They beat the Rangers twice to begin this series and lost last night in the game. So they've had trouble scoring runs this month. And here's the thing with Lance Lynn going. First of all, he's a very good pitcher. But this is from Adam via email at ftm@vsin.com. Lance Lynn is trying to go for his 37th consecutive start tonight of pitching at least 100 pitches in a game.
That's staggering.
I
can't believe that. Amazing if true, which I'm sure it's true, but I can't. That's astonishing.
I'm looking at it right now.
Wow.
So this is... In 2020, when this doesn't happen very often, it's the longest streak ever for a Rangers pitcher. This is basically first tracked starting in 1988. Randy Johnson is the only pitcher with more than 34 in a row. He did it twice. But since the stat has been tracked in 1988, Justin Verlander did it 80 times in a row from 2010 to 2012.
Wow.
Well, insane.
They beat Seattle a couple times, but this is a big surprise. The Astros can't hit. It's funny how that works. Yeah, the magic number's down to two. still, you're telling me there's a chance with the Angels, who have the day off, then they close with the Dodgers. Yeah, they didn't put up much of a fight against Arizona, but yeah, they're only $1.25 road favorite. I don't know. No opinion. Maybe first 500. You could have something there.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I do like the Giants, and I'll be on Giants run line again for the third straight day. Gossman going against Chi-Chi Rodriguez. I mean, the Rockies are out of it. They know it. The writing's on the wall, and the Giants are currently, the seventh seed now.
Yep.
With these tiebreakers as they get ready for the doubleheader tomorrow against the Padres, and they close there with a four-game set.
You have to like Gossman today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot to like about him and this team moving forward.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm going to be on the Indians again, too. I mean, the White Sox now, they're feeling it. I mean, hard to get a base hit with both hands around your throat. I mean, they're really choking this off here as they could finish in third place. They only have they're now in second. Twins are the division leaders, and they're only a game ahead of Cleveland if they lose this game and get swept. What has happened? They've lost 6 of 8, and all of a sudden they can't hit. So I'll take Plesac here, and they couldn't do much with Bieber. I don't know what they'll do with Plesac. Then they're going to have to face Darvish and Lester, as I mentioned. So this would be something. And they've had a great season. But to go from first place to third place, which has got a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Forget right now, they're going to have to play the Yankees. If they fall behind Cleveland, I don't know. But who knows what that matchup would be then if they fall all the way down to like the seventh seed.
Sure, in this playoff setup in 2020, that is going to be nasty. So Plesac on the season 4-2 with a 1.85 ERA, a sub .8 whip, which is outstanding. Keuchel's been really good, 2.04 ERA on the season. This game has another like 3-2 or 4-3 written all over it, and the total is 7.5 tonight.
Well, the Cubs should win today. I mean, they should have won yesterday. It's like, what's going on with the offense? But they're laying $1.80 here. It's Detective Mills going to finish off this series, and then they close against the White Sox. So this is the early game. But this offense, come on. I don't care who's out. This is ridiculous.
That's pretty bad last night.
I mean, the Pirates come limping in. Worst team in the league, and then you get beat back-to-back games. I mean, they can't hit either.
Mm-hmm.
And then Williams shuts you down, right? The Braves shouldn't be $1.75, right? They're trying to sweep the Marlins. The Marlins might miss the playoffs now. Careful. They play the Yankees in the final game of the series.
That's right.
But Anderson is going. So he's $1.75. But this has been a horrible series for the Marlins as they now drop to 500 and only lead the Phillies by half a game in second place. And the Phillies close with the Rays. And they face Morton tomorrow. I don't know how the Rays will look at that series, too. And the big one, the Brewers and Cardinals. Milwaukee, $1.20 road favorite. Great pitching matchup. Your boys going. Burns against Kim. Total 7.5. Maybe a first 5 under here. They start the big 5-game series tonight. Doubleheader again tomorrow. If they need it, the Cardinals have to play a doubleheader Monday against Detroit. But all these teams are bunched up here. And Flaherty is going in game one of the doubleheader on Friday. But that was it. I get what I deserve. I bet on Carlos Martinez. So you saw how that went yesterday.
Sure.
But I've been watching it for 10 years, and the Cardinals always win games like this. Good effort by the Royals, though, to take them out. I don't have an opinion on that. So what do you think? If the Brewers lose this one, though, tonight, because I don't like their chances tomorrow.
Well,
you're facing Flaherty. You're not throwing. You don't have a lot of stud pitchers anyways. You're using your ace today. I don't like their chances in the doubleheader moving forward the rest of that series through the weekend.
But if you can trust one guy right now, right, it's going to be him. And I think a lot of people, you know, can he go out there and have a Bauer-type game, Bauer making his case for the National League Cy Young? That was weird yesterday in that Braves-Marlins game. Freed gave up, 3 right away in the first, and he got pulled in that game. And I like Lopez for the Marlins, so you can find, like, plus 155 right now with the Marlins in that game. Seems a bit high. I know we're going all over the map here, but the thing about the Cubs not getting any hits last night, after the performance by Williams, his ERA dropped to 6.18 on the season now. It dropped to 6.18. And you can't muster any runs, basically, to get, you know, Hendricks the win in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. 4-0 with a 1.77, this kid. Kim's 2-0 with a 1.59. Wow, good matchup. Toronto clinches with a win. It's where you go. That's on one game. I don't know why there's not a line. It's for you against Montgomery. Toronto's magic number 1. And, again, Astros need 1 win and 1 Angels loss. Well, however you want to look at it. Or magic number 2 for the Astros. Too bad, though. You know, the Angels didn't screw around for a while. They'd get it, and the Astros would be going home.
Yeah, yeah.
Too bad.
You know, I'd actually rather see the Angels in the playoffs than the Astros.
Cool's 1-6 with an ERA of 7 career against the Cubs. So, I mean, if they can't get the bats going today, let's go.
I totally agree. last night, actually, thank God, and I know we talked about this with Mike Palm, you mentioned this earlier, but I'm very happy personally that they opened up the Yankees like 255 in that game. That was a stay away from me then eventually. I parlayed them.
14
I never bet
to one.
Last night. I was a loser on the parlay, but I did not get dinged up too bad last night.
Yeah. Dodgers laying a nice price, lost as you mentioned. Astros $2 lost. Padres $2 lost. Cubs 250 lost. Yankees 250 lost.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing we're going to come back on the air again tomorrow, and it's going to be kind of a repeat of that. Some of these dogs that are coming in at plus 170, 180, 185 in that neighborhood. This is September baseball. Only a week to go. We pointed this out many times. Because you have to win a baseball game doesn't mean you're going to. But high drama now with that White Sox club. People were like, okay, shut it down. This is going to be the best team in the American League. Talking about is there still value at 11-1 to win the whole thing? They're that good. They have like two guys up for the MVP, and now you might actually finish in third place in your own division. How things have flipped in the last, 72 to 96 hours?
How would you play this? How would you play it if you're the Padres this weekend against the Giants? You're scuffling now. I mean, they haven't played well since the last week.
Don't you want Tatis to turn it around?
I would think they would go for it, yeah. How they'll treat that series against the Giants.
Yep, follow the money on VSiN here. Always, you can get in touch with the show at FTM@vsin.com. That's the email, FTM@vsin.com. Nigel Seeley joins the program next. We'll get his best bets in the soccer world for this weekend coming up.
ExpressBet, make sure you're ready for the action. Sign up with FirstBet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Promo code Vegas500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering your first 30 days. First.com/bet, promo code Vegas500. Time for Nigel Seeley, soccer and tennis expert, joins us now across the pond at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. If you want to get a hold of him here, and it's a busy soccer weekend as always. Good catching up with Nigel. It's been a couple weeks. Great to talk to you, lad. How are you?
I'm very well. You got the wrong date. It should be tomorrow. What's going on?
It's
Thursday. Okay.
I know. Well, we're crazy with football now and everything going on at the same time. Tell us what you have here on Mainz with Bundesliga coming back. You have some great connections and great information here about what's going on with Mainz.
Yeah, apparently the players had a bit of a fallout with the manager over one of the way they dealt with one of the strikers. He's been sort of axed from the side, and they weren't happy. So they didn't turn up for training on Wednesday. They had a bit of a revolt, and there's rumours that they didn't turn up again today. So there's a bit of an angle to oppose Mainz. So they're not a very good side as well at the best of times as well. And they're playing a Stuttgart side who are decent amongst their day. So I think there'll be a move towards Stuttgart in that game against Mainz at the weekend. But it's a bit of an angle. But I think nowadays with the football, I mean, you've got to look at the medical chart rather and the player roster and see who's got COVID, see who's been tested. I mean, the team news, you need to get, years ago, you used to have to find out the team news. Now you need to know the GP or the doctor and give him a few quid because that's how you're going to make some money.
but
that's the way these games are going. I mean, I get messages every day from people saying, oh, have you seen the snooker? So-and-so, she's been tested for COVID. And then today I got one saying a rugby team, 7 players are out because of COVID. I think this is get the early news on that on a Monday and see the line move. And I think that's what the betting public needs to be looking at. And I think that's what the bookmakers are running scared of. I mean, on Monday, I gave a tip in League Two in England. I know the line's never come out a lot in America, but the team were Leighton Orient. There was news that Leighton Orient, that some players were going to have had tested positive for COVID. We didn't know how many of the team or the squad had been involved in COVID. And you could bet Walsall, their opponent, on Monday at minus 120. The news broke the following day that 17 17 people at the club were tested positive with COVID. That means obviously players, it means coaches, it means staff, 17 of them. And the line had moved now to like minus 300. So I think, you know, in these unprecedented times, I mean, that's where you've got to be looking for. You know, the teams that have played against sides the following week, you know, they're the angles. Apart from what's happening on the field, you look off the field as well.
So, Nigel, let me follow up with this then. In college football over here in this country, we've had, I think, 21 games postponed so far because of this. In lower league soccer over in Europe, are they just going to continue no matter what? If they're down 17 guys, they're like, sorry, we're still going to play the game? They're not going to postpone them?
Well, they asked me today. I got a telephone call from one of my mates, see if I've still got my boots. But that's how bad things were. But I don't think they can afford to cancel the games. I mean, obviously, if you've got no players, it's very difficult, you know, to put feel the side out. But I don't think that there is enough time in the season. The season has been put into a very short, condensed side. You may be able to do it, but if you reschedule one, there could be a chance you reschedule two or three, and it's going to be hard to put all those games into the timescale. I think in the cup competitions, yeah, you can turn around and say, well, we can't compete in the cup. You know, it's a one-off game. But I think on the league, I think you're going to have to play. I think you're going to have to play or forfeit the points, because I don't think they can actually fit them in, especially if it's a reoccurring thing. It's an unfortunate predicament. And obviously, with the lowest level sides in this country, they haven't got the number of squads that the bigger levels have in the Premier League or the Championship. So, it's not looking good. And I think it's going to be first of many in the next few weeks or a few months, I think, as well.
PremierSportsPlays.com, Nigel Seeley, our guest at Seeley_Nigel. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch. Your impressions of the first couple of matches in the Premier League, and if you can run down the card, any leans, and is how you are run it down this weekend with some interesting matchups.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first impression of being is how exciting it's been. I mean, the amount of goals that have been going in the Premier League has been phenomenal. My first impression as well is obviously Leeds have been a huge breath of fresh air, the way they like to play football, and that's really good for some of my long-term positions. We're on Leeds to finish in the top half, and I think they're going to do very well. But I think it's a difficult card this weekend. I mean, it's only week two in the Premier League and week three in the Premier League, and I think that some of the form, we've got to gauge a little bit of the form, and we've got to gauge some of the stats. I mean, at the moment, it's very difficult to gauge them just on a short sort of sample what we have. So I'm not actually having an official play this weekend in the Premier League. There was a few leans that I liked, and when I looked at them, I just really couldn't really make a huge case. I'll just go through the card and give you some sort of stats. So Brighton v Manchester United is the first game on. If you watch Manchester United last week against Crystal Palace, I mean, how on earth would you be contemplating backing this side at minus 125? I mean, Brighton have been really impressed me really in the first three games, but they're a sort of side that always really crumble against the bigger teams. So really don't be fooled into a betting the big price on Brighton. I certainly wouldn't put you off if you could bet them on a handicap. But I believe here that Manchester United manager, I've said it to you in the past, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's under huge, huge pressure here. I mean, if you look at their fixtures after this game, they've got Tottenham, Newcastle, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Everton. They are, you know, they're really, really, that's a real tough run for Manchester United. A Manchester United side with no confidence. And he's 25-1 over here in the UK to be the next Premier League manager to lose his job. I think that's a big price, especially when you consider that Pochettino, the Tottenham, ex-Tottenham manager, is there waiting to take over. So I think if he loses this game, if you think Brighton might win this match, instead of backing him at plus 370, back Ole Solskjaer to lose his job at 25, I think that's a decent play. But I wouldn't have a bet on that one. Crystal Palace, Everton, two sides that have started exceptionally well. If you looked at the fixture, if you looked at the matches between the two of them, they've both been very offensive, very attack-minded. Lots and lots and lots of goals. But these two sides, it's usually in notoriety a very low-scoring game. The last 2 years in this fixture, it's been 0-0. So that puts me off the over. My first impression was to back the over at plus 125, what we've seen in the two games so far. But I think I'll be swerving that. Chelsea against West Brom. You would expect Chelsea to win by two or three, but you're not going to get really very good odds on it. You know, Chelsea are -1.5 goal favourites for the match, and they're minus money. And they're away from home. Would you want, you know, Chelsea to win by two goals minus away from home? Not for me. Burnley Southampton, potentially the 0-0 factor is on for that one. I think Burnley v Southampton could be a low scoring encounter, but again, no real interest. And a couple of leans, really. Sheffield United against Leeds. I am so negative on Sheffield United this season. I've actually bet them to be relegated. I've had a match bet, quite a big bet on a match bet on Leeds to finish above Sheffield United this season. And from what I've seen on the first two games, I think Leeds are really going to impress this season. You know, a narrow 4-3 defeat against Liverpool, where they outplayed them, had more possession, had more chances. And last week, they let slip a 4-1 lead against Fulham to finally scrape through 4-3. But they've scored 7 goals. Sheffield United yet to score this season. I think the goalkeeper has been at fault for all 3 goals they've conceded. It's a local derby, no love lost between the two, and I would slightly be leaning towards Leeds here, but I would probably take the draw no bet angle rather than to actually win on the money line if you could get that, or on the Asian handicap at 0.
Okay, how about a couple picks of the lower leagues, and you have two and a half minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you one in. I'll give you my best bet in the lower leagues. I'll give you my best bet in European football if you want. I think Ipswich will beat Rochdale in League One. They're quite short odds, but you can get a -1 on the Asian handicap, which is a push. I think Rochdale side in big trouble financially. They haven't won a game yet this season, and Ipswich are a very well-run club. They've won both their games this season quite easily, 2-0, and I expect them to beat Rochdale. I think -1 goal is a decent bet there. And in European football, I think AC Milan are going to be a side that are going to really, really do well this season. Really, really on an impressive run. 15 matches unbeaten. They haven't lost since lockdown come in. 11 wins out of those 15, 10 of them by 2 goals or more. And they face a newly promoted side in Crotone, who... this is a big up. It's a big up in class for them. Really, really big up in class. They played their first game in Serie A last week, and they got beat 4-1 by Genoa, which was a really disappointing result. And now they face a real in-form AC Milan. I think Milan will cover the 1.5 goal handicap there and win by 2 goals. So that would be my strongest bet. If you want to get in touch, I've got 7 bets on the UK, and I've got 4 in European football, so 11 bets in total. But they'll be my best 2 plays.
Are you starting a podcast?
I'm going to do a podcast this afternoon. Yeah. It's going to be quite funny, actually, because I'm going to call some of my friends on each week who give me stick about how rubbish I am, and I'm going to ask them to give me their bets. But they don't know I'm going to call them, so they're usually in the pub or on a building site or sleeping with someone else's wife. So I need to call them and find out what's happening. But they have no idea. They have no idea that I'm calling them. So we'll see what's happening.
All right. I look forward to it. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you soon. Great job.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. That's Sealy _ Nigel on 20 Premier Sports, please.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nigel is Ashton Kutcher, I guess, over in London.
Yes. AC Milan and Ipswich.
Yep.
League One. And
all right.
Good, great breakdown, as always, with some of his matches that he likes.
All right, so here's the deal. How did your football betting go over week 2? As you know, there's always room to improve your sports betting IQ, and VSiN is here to help you bet smarter this season. Start your 7-day trial for free and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today, and here's what you're going to get. Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts, 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of all VSiN shows, the college football betting guide, previews, predictions, betting strategies. And here's the deal. If you're just tuning in right now and you missed Nigel's plays, sign up today. You're going to get a daily email with best bets from all our shows, hosts, and guests. Plus, you can always access our parlay calculator, prop bet search engine, and pick tracker on vsin.com. It's vsin.com/subscribe today to start your risk-free trial. vsin.com/subscribe. More bets coming up for this weekend's action. Paul Stone on college football with his 3 favorite plays coming up here on Follow the Money.